A Thursday trapped by everything is important. Zhao Heng, 29, a product manager at a utility app company in Beijing's Zhongguancun, stared at his dock before leaving Thursday. He had listed 64 things to do this week, but started none. He said, "Every item feels important, so none gets started." This is the typical priority failure. When everything says important, nothing is important. He showed me that list, from line 3 reply to investor email to line 41 by cat food, mixed with reviews, bug tracking, weekly report, team building sign up. Urgent, important, pure filler, all on one page, none outweighing another. Zhao Heng's turn came from a 2x2 grid. He placed 64 items into important urgent quadrants, done, he froze. Truly important and urgent were only 9, while not important not urgent were 31. He deleted the latter on the spot, the list halved. I had him compare. Before Thursday he picked by feel, 3 days advanced only 4, from Friday he drew the matrix first, same 3 days advanced 11. The gap isn't diligence, it's ordering. Clear order, no internal friction. The matrix's first gift isn't doing more, it's daring to not do. Zhao Heng later, deleting 31 felt better than finishing 31. Cognition, important and urgent are two different rulers. Most mix important and urgent, assuming urgent means important. That is the root of priority chaos. Important measures, does this help long-term goals? Urgent measures, will this bite me soon? Zhao Heng once treated boss's 3 p.m. report as number one because most urgent, while draft next quarter roadmap was delayed, yet the latter decides if he's still employed in half a year. Urgent is others' clock, important is your own. Cognitively separating the two changes behavior. Those led by urgent always fight fires. Those watching important actively carve non-urgent dedicated time. Former passive, latter active. One line to the team, urgent is noise, important is signal. The matrix separates noise from signal, so you hear signal first. Many aren't lacking signal, they're deafened by noise. Once you stop using urgent to replace important, you truly manage time instead of being chased. Principle, why urgent things always squeeze important ones? Behavioral economics has urgency bias. Attention is auto-amplified for near deadline, penalty-bearing tasks, even if long-term contribution is tiny. That's why important gets squeezed, it doesn't shout, urgent does. Zhao Heng said every time he tried the roadmap, WeChat pinged you there, and an hour vanished. Not weak will, but instant feedback drives more than delayed reward. The brain prefers small now prize over big later prize, wired in. Research also finds decision energy is limited daily, more hijacked by simple urgent tasks by afternoon. So important not urgent belongs in the fullest energy morning, not when free evening, that free never comes. Compare two rhythms, urgent led ends busy and tired, can't say what was done, important guarded ends with advanced a key step calm. Former uses tactical busyness to hide strategic laziness, latter reverse. Principle, urgent shouts for attention, important needs your scheduling to avoid being swallowed. Framework, Eisenhower's 4-quadrant 4 actions. Eisenhower said, I have two kinds of problems, important and urgent. Urgent is unimportant, important is not urgent. The four quadrants born from this are the matrix's skeleton. Q1, important and urgent, do now. Like outages, do today contracts. The only zone to pounce, ideally smallest. Q2, important not urgent, plan it. Roadmap, skill growth, relationships. The soul of the matrix, you must schedule it or it slides into Q1 as crisis. Q3, urgent not important, delegate. Most ad hoc meetings, others handleable asks. Delegate if possible, shorten if not. It disguises as important, drains you. Q4, not important not urgent, delete. Mindless scrolling, filler social. Zhao Heng's 31 deletions were mostly here. Don't delete this, it eats the other 3. For actions, Q1 do now, Q2 schedule, Q3 delegate, Q4 delete. Remember these, matrix becomes usage. Method, draw your daily priority matrix. No fancy tool, paper suffices. Zhao Heng's habit, 9 a.m. draw 2x2, x-axis urgency, y-axis importance, place the day's tasks. Step 1, pool, dump all candidates from head and inbox, no judging. His pool averages 25, sees fuller picture than thinking blank. Step 2, place, ask each important? Urgent, into the quadrant. Most useful, forces 2 tags per item, vagueness vanishes. Step 3, schedule, Q1 into first morning block, Q2 into deep block, Q3 with delegatee, Q4 crossed out. Placing isn't doing, scheduling is the action. Step 4, guard, protect Q2 in morning, not hijacked by Q3 you there. Zhao Heng's rule, no WeChat in deep block, treat important not urgent like an appointment. After 4 weeks, now things don't find me, I pick them. That sovereignty feels better than 2 extra hours. Misconception, using all important as excuse to not sort. The commonest excuse, these are all important, can't rank. Truth, saying all important means you dared not face which is more important. All important equals no rank, no rank equals others rank for you. Second misconception, only watch Q1. Some only fight fires, never enter Q2. Crises wave after wave. Smaller Q1 is better, fed by enough Q2. Third, delegation shame. Feel bad troubling others, carry all Q3. Zhao Heng, delegating isn't dumping, it frees energy for what only you can do. Teams exist to complement. Fourth, draw but don't schedule. Pretty matrix, not in calendar, equals undrawn. Placing is analysis, scheduling is execution. Without execution, the matrix is comfort. Avoid these 4 pits. Matrix is a tool, else just another pretty picture. Professional analysis, how 4 quadrants lift decision quality. Data speaks. A knowledge worker time tracking survey shows ordinary people spend about 41% of work time on urgent not.